If you've ever wondered if I sing to myself at home, yes, I do it quite often, and usually to the Greatest Showman soundtrack. So, welcome to the podcast. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but we are here. It is episode one. We're kicking off the podcast with an episode that is very important. There are two things that I want you to learn from today's episode before we dive in. First thing, I want you to walk away from today's episode learning more about this podcast and what it will look like and if it's for you. Number two, I want you to learn more about me. And I struggled with this. And my dad even told me, you know, this podcast isn't about you. And he's right. My dad's an Aries and he's right. This podcast isn't about me. However, that being said, I do think there is power in vulnerability. I think there is power in my story. And I'm here to share it with you. In future episodes, you should know who the heck you're listening to and why I'm here. And why I think I have a right to have a microphone, right? Right? So that's a little bit about what you can expect from this episode. So first thing, I am really the most average girl. I'm very average. The only difference is that now I have a microphone, and I think there's a lot of power in that. So what can you expect from the Dear Universe It's Me podcast? Well, first I want to say that by just clicking on this episode, I recognize that you have strength. You have power and you're here to take up some more space and learn a little bit more about yourself and your magic, right? I see you. I recognize why you're here. And I want the Dear Universe It's Me podcast to be a place where you can come to focus, to find your magic through laughter, through learning, or just being able to relate to someone who has gone through some hard shit, right? If you are looking to tap into more of that and learn more about modern spirituality, this podcast is for you. And my phone is buzzing. I'm so unprepared. Bear with me. I want this to be real. That's why we're really just launching here. That being said, if you're looking for all of those things, looking to learn more about spirituality, looking to laugh a little bit and have some stuff to relate to, this podcast might be for you. So keep on listening. I really thrive on making other people happy and having you feel light bulb moments. That all being said, I'm completely thrilled off of my rocker to be here with you. I cannot believe that I'm doing this. So, who am I? What's my intention? My intention with this podcast is to put out more positivity. Putting out light, putting out positivity is just an all-around good thing to do in general, but that's also my biggest intention with this podcast. I really have been living in fear most of my life, except for the last 3 years, most of my adult life, I should say, and I'm ready to eliminate that fear. So, I think that we have the ability to attract what we need through being courageous, through being vulnerable. Our pain might go away, but our story remains. So let's abandon fear, right? I want to live in light. I want to live in love. And I'm ready to authentically heal and not just survive. There is so much power in that statement. I'm going to say it again. I am ready to authentically heal and not just survive. Let's get rid of resistance and let's find clarity. All of those things I just said can come to fruition when you tell your story. There is nothing sexier than your authentic truth. Again, I'm going to repeat that. There is nothing sexier than your authentic truth. So that being said, what removes fear for you so that you can embrace your spiritual side? That's what I want this podcast to be for you. Who am I? My name is Jennifer Dreyfus. I am 28 years old. I will be 29 on July 31st, 2020, and I currently live in Phoenix, Arizona. I am divorced, and that's okay. It is 1,000% okay that I'm divorced. I got divorced when I was 26, so let's rewind because this part of the story is important, and it's really why I'm here. Otherwise, I don't believe that I would be spiritual. I wouldn't know who I am as much as I do now without the pain in my life. So I was with the same man from 16 to 26. Yeah, that's a whole decade. So we met in high school and we got married when we were 21. We owned a home and we got divorced when we were 26. And all of the things in between that time were good and bad. The divorce was, I'm trying to think how to say this. I'm not going to filter myself. The divorce was fucking terrible, and I went into the darkest state of mind that I've ever felt and experienced in my whole life, And I completely lost sight of who I was, 1,000%. I wasn't eating, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't functioning. I was living in the house that we got divorced in, and I was alone. And it wasn't until 2017, when the divorce occurred, that I really woke up. I did take some notes for this episode, you guys, and the one that I'm reading says, before 2017, I was asleep. I was asleep. Of course, physically, I was awake. I was functioning and breathing and all those things, but I was asleep. And so when I think back to the 16-year-old me and why I stayed with someone that I knew from the get-go wasn't good for me, and I knew from the get-go, your intuition is powerful. I stayed because it was safe. It was safe in the sense that it was secure, and I knew who that person was, and I identified a lot in his identity, which is sad to say out loud, but it's true. And I had fear of abandonment, which I think was an unconscious thought of mine at the time. But, you know, now I'm realizing more that was real. And that really affected my root chakra and my ability to feel grounded and rooted. And it affected everything, really. So I was fighting for 10 years of my life. When I was in this relationship, I was fighting to feel safe. And I thought in certain moments I felt safe. But ultimately, there wasn't safety in this relationship, and it ended. And it was the best thing that it ended, and I really fought it. I fought it, and I fought it, and I fought it, and when it happened, I sunk. I let myself sink. For 3 to 6 months, I completely thought I was dying. I thought I was dying. I was suffocating in my own pain. I cried so much, my eyes were swollen. I had to fight every single day to wake up, to go to work, to just make it till 5 o'clock so I could run to my car and cry. Sometimes I would even go to my car on my lunch break just to sit there and cry. I remember my coworker, Megan, if she's listening, one morning she came to my car and like knocked on my window and was like, we have to go into work. It's like 8:55. And I was just sitting there. I had sat there for an hour, I think, just staring at the rain, because I lived in Seattle at that time. So it was a dark, dark, dark place. And I let myself feel that for a really long time. And that is a type of darkness that I hope no one feels, but I also recognize that a lot of people have felt that. And by sharing this with you, I hope that I am some sort of a beacon if you are going through a dark time. And I want you to know I have walked in that darkness and I'm here. I am here. And I honestly believe during that time I had my spirit guide around me. And that's a whole other episode. I want to get into it. I have goosebumps right now just even mentioning my spirit guide. So I think all of those things are real. So I want to say a few months went by. Even my parents were coming to my house and really just coming to make sure I was eating and functioning, which I wasn't. So my parents were a huge support during that time. Really the whole journey. And I really truly had a moment when it was about 5 months after the split and I looked at myself in the mirror. I had really long hair and that was part of my identity too. And I was like, who are you? Who is this? Who is this chick? What do you even like? I don't like basketball, but what? You know, it was on the TV all the time. So who are you? What do you actually have an interest in? What kind of foods do you like? I didn't have an identity. So I will admit this in hindsight, the town I lived in outside of Seattle at the time, a yoga studio opened up. And this yoga studio opened up at a time when I needed a flotation device so badly. It was like I was in a deep end of this pool. And this yoga studio opening was a floaty being thrown at me. And the first day it opened, I remember it was March of 2018. And my divorce was finalized December 12th of 2016. And I went to this yoga studio, or 2017, I'm so sorry. I went to this yoga studio and I walked in and it was like this warmth and this light was just surrounding me. And it was terrifying. I did not know anything about yoga. I didn't own a yoga mat. I did not know what the eight limbs were. I had a t-shirt that said spiritual gangster and that was it, you guys. I really had no idea. And now when I look at that t-shirt, it of course has a much different meaning to me. But I walked in and I took yoga 101 and my journey just skyrocketed from there. I took hot yoga classes 4 to 5 times a week, and it changed my entire life. I met some lifelong friends there, and I know you guys are listening, and this place just saved my fucking life. And at the same time, I was going to a dance studio, and also something I rarely share. It's actually a pole dance studio, but the type of dance I did there was more boudoir dance, which is dancing to be in touch with your femininity and move and express your body in ways that feel expressive to you and they feel good to you. And the support at that studio is unreal. I cannot explain the womanhood and the sisterhood at that place. So having those two things saved my life. Absolutely 1,000%. Without the yoga studio and without the dance studio, I might not be here. I certainly would not be as well off as I am today. That and my supportive parents completely saved my life. So I really, really, really started to go to yoga and was interested in learning everything I could about that world. I felt so in tune with my body and myself, and I had control when I was in a flow or if I was doing, you know, a pose or yin or in a meditation. It was just magical. I fell in love with it. And a few months later, I signed up for yoga teacher training and I became a yoga teacher, which is freaking crazy. So that just felt like something I had to do. It was never, oh, I'm going to weigh the pros and cons. Do I really want to teach yoga? It was a complete message from the universe saying, girl, teach yoga. You have to. So I signed up and I became a yoga teacher and I started teaching 4 or 5 classes a week. You guys, I would teach Tuesday night at 7 p.m. I would drive home, which was 30 minutes away, and then I would wake up at 4 in the morning to teach a 6 a.m. class, also 30 minutes away. And then I would go to my 9-to-5 job, get off my 9-to-5 job, go teach another class that night, or go to a class if I wasn't teaching. It was insane. And not once did I ever feel exhausted. I felt like I was filling my cup and everyone else's cup. And that is the biggest thing I miss in my life currently, is teaching yoga. But I will do that again. But for the purpose of the story, I became a yoga teacher and completely started to tap into this power and this higher vibration, and seeing that my words were impacting people in a positive way and people's lives were being changed by the practice of yoga. So, you know, this sustained itself for, I want to say, almost a year. And I started having dreams about the desert. And at this time, it had been 2 years from my divorce. And I was really just starting to feel like a badass bitch. I just felt I'm sorry for the swearing. You know what? I'm not sorry. It's who I am. I really started to feel like a badass. And I was just killing it. I loved my job. I loved my apartment. I loved teaching yoga. But I just felt like Seattle wasn't where I needed to be. There were still places where I would drive by and I would have flashbacks to trauma or divorce or, you know, I was healing, but it just wasn't a place where I felt grounded either. I just didn't feel good there. So I decided I was going to move to Arizona. I knew it in my heart. And I let my trip to Thailand really be the tiebreaker for me. So I thought, I'm going to go to Thailand, and when I come back, maybe I'll have a clearer picture of if Arizona is really the place for me. So I went to Thailand, which was a trip that was pretty much by myself. But when I got there, I met up with an adventure group and just amazing people. If any of you were listening, I honor those 2 weeks we spent together so greatly. And it's one of my favorite memories in my whole life. But we essentially kind of backpacked around Thailand. And I came home from that trip, and that was a big deal for me to go to Thailand by myself. That was a big deal. I got a Sakyant tattoo from a Buddhist monk in Thailand. That should be its own episode. It was just an incredible trip. And the moment I landed in Seattle, the exact moment the plane hit the tarmac in SeaTac, I cried. And I cried because I knew I couldn't live there anymore. And that was the moment, and I have goosebumps, that was the moment when I told my dad and my mom probably a week later that I was going to move to Arizona. I just knew that the desert was where I needed to be for the next step in my life. And I had visited 2 friends that live up here, and visiting them also was just a huge confirmation. So I decided I was going to move to Phoenix. So October of 2019, about 10 months ago, I moved to Arizona, and it has been the best thing I could have done for myself in this spiritual journey. I feel grounded here. I feel anchored here. I feel connected to the history. I feel connected to the desert. I took a trip by myself to Sedona a few weeks ago, and the vortexes there and the energy there was just unreal. And there's something about Arizona, even though it's hot as hell, you just feel connected here. And I could never live in Seattle again, but I love to visit. I miss my parents terribly, of course, but I had to do this for myself. And this was a pivotal point in my growth as a spiritual human being, keeping in mind that spiritual is you and yourself. There's no wrong way to do it. But this journey I'm on to healing, which will never be complete, I don't think, but getting to the point that I needed to feel very truly authentically happy, not just surface level Instagram happy, if that makes sense, I knew I had to move. So I think that kind of wraps up this long-winded explanation of my path a little bit, but I really grasped the courage and the vulnerability to move and to understand that my pain was gone and I was freeing sadness from my life. I was releasing sadness by moving, and my story still remained, and I don't talk about it a lot. In fact, when I'm dating people, I try to not even mention that I'm divorced, which might not be a bad thing to mention. It's part of who I am, and it's not horrible. And he's not a horrible person. But the divorce was the absolute best thing that could have ever, ever, ever happened to me in my entire life, because it gave me the choice to choose to survive and thrive and become better and learn from it. It also gave me the option to completely sink. And I did see two sides to the coin when I was feeling that pain. And I looked at alcohol and drugs and I knew, nope, that's not my path. That is not the path, girl, that you're meant to be on. And I chose to feel the pain so that I could heal the pain. Have I healed my pain? No. Have I made progress to heal my pain? Yes. I was talking to my life coach just before I decided to record this episode for you. And she asked me, do you think that people ever truly, truly, truly heal 100%? And I said, no. And she said, of course not. It's lifelong. It is lifelong. Our healing is lifelong, but we can get to a point where we feel peace and we can invite new relationships into our life and we can really give them 100%. Although we're always still healing, there's always going to be moments that triggers come up. I experienced one a few weeks ago with a friend of mine, and unfortunately it led to a fight, and I recognize a lot of my fault in that, but triggers are real and they exist, and you never know when they're going to come up. And it's just working through that and removing the fear so that you can embrace your spirituality and know that you are divine and you're beautiful. And I didn't take too many notes today, but I did write on my notepad that before 2017, I was asleep. And of course, I wasn't really asleep. I was physically breathing and moving and existing, but I was asleep in the sense that my spirit and my soul were not functioning. So the divorce really woke me up. It gave me something to anchor onto. Let me rephrase that. It reminded me that I'm alive and that to feel safe, I have choices to make. And this life is completely my choice. And my decisions are cosmic, and I can feel my heart beating better, and I'm more alive, and food tastes better because I've experienced pain. So if you're listening, you're not alone. If you've experienced anything like this, you're not alone. And I started to realize that what was blocking me was myself. I was preventing myself from allowing the universe to open up to me. So acknowledging and talking about it means that you're moving forward. So I hope that by me doing this, it's also helping someone listening to open up about something that they've been struggling with, because we're not perfect. Divorce is okay. Trauma happens. It's not okay to experience it in the moment, but we can learn from it always. And so what is your intention when you're opening up yourself to the spiritual world? What's your intention? Is it to give more love to yourself? Is it to be a better steward of the planet? Is it to heal your heart? What is it? I want you to really think about that. It means something different to all of us. But like I said, I am here to embrace the light. I'm here to abandon fear. The way that I would describe this figuratively is imagine a big boulder in front of you. On the other side of the boulder, you have wildflowers. You have maybe your partner, the love of your life. in my instance, it's my soulmate who I know is out there, but I just haven't met them yet. That's what I see on the other side of this boulder. And I am the only thing blocking me from getting to the other side of this boulder, because my fear is that by running to the other side, I'm exposed to wind or to bugs or to a bear that's going to eat me. And that's all fear. And so by launching this podcast and moving to Arizona, I'm choosing to eliminate fear and learn from it and walk to the other side of the boulder. So I'm speaking to you now from the other side of that boulder. And it feels good. It feels really good. And I want you to know that you're not alone, whatever you're feeling. You can always message me on Instagram. My tag is in the description of this episode. And the darkness is real, but we can control how we deal with it. And by experiencing and putting light out there into the world, you are light. You are light. It's that simple. It's that simple. So I really hope that my journey or the story of my divorce has made you feel stronger and that you can also do hard things. And that being said, I want to answer some of the topics around modern spirituality because we got some amazing answers. And I want to kick it off with my friend Maya, who sent in her response to what does modern spirituality mean to you. Maya is someone who is a co-host on the SIP podcast. It is called Spirituality in Progress. And I highly recommend if you're on your spiritual journey or if you are listening and you really are just curious and you're not sure what it's about, go tune into their podcast. They have an episode on spiritual bypassing and it's so informative. I highly recommend you check them out. But Maya said to her that modern spirituality is the awareness of coming into one's own divinity. And I think that's beautiful. She said it's less about the praise of a deity and more about the worship of ourselves and our role in the universe. I feel that on a really deep level. I lived in a very, very, very small town in Texas until I was 12. And it was very religious. Very, very, very religious. And there wasn't ever talk about being kind to yourself and bettering yourself to better the world. It was all about God and Jesus and stuff. And we lived on the Bible Belt, which is fine. But talking about modern spirituality, it is about worshiping yourself. And her last sentence in here says, modern spirituality could never fully be defined because it is as unique as each individual's dynamic experience. Heck yes. It can't be defined. It cannot be defined. That's what I'm saying. There's no right and there's no wrong. You can't do spirituality wrong. If you feel in tune with who you are, you're doing it right. In this podcast, we'll explore different tools, you know, crystals and tarot, the moon, and what do all these different experiences mean. But you can't do it wrong, you guys. You're just by breathing and being an amazing human being, you are living spirituality in your authentic form. So please know that. My friend Patty said modern spirituality to her, and Patty's a Cancer. I just feel like I need to say that because she's so sweet. Faith and trust, for me, that's in God and that he is always there walking beside me through life. So see, to some people, that's what it means. But, you know, she's still saying that it's faith and trust, right? That's a beautiful. My friend Jessie, who lives in Austin, Texas, said, I think it's a personal relationship with ourselves that lets us tune in. Yeah, tune in. I sometimes see it as a radio and there's a lot of static playing and you move the dial just a little bit and you're able to hear your own thoughts clearly and process past trauma clearly and tune into what you need. That's modern spirituality. And I think there was one more I was going to say. Oh, here it is. Sorry, I'm looking at screenshots on my phone. My old friend from Seattle said that it is an ability to stand firmly in an unshakable belief system that shapes your true soul. Yes. Stand firmly. This is another good one. Katie Creed, my friend, said treating others the way you want to be treated. She said she gave a whole beautiful remark, but that's the part I wanted to share. Treat others the way that you want to be treated, right? And we all want that anyways. So it's not something revolutionary that's modern spirituality. It's just being a kind and a good human. So you guys, I think that's the perfect place to wrap up this episode. I want to Thank you so graciously from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. It's pretty terrifying to sit down and have a microphone and talk about the hardest part of your life and the darkest, most painful period of your life. But through that, we find strength. And through that, we open doors. And dear universe, we're here, baby. Let's do it. Okay, so before we sign off, I want all of us to just take a breath together to really set our intention for the rest of the day, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. Just start to relax. Relax your shoulders if you're sitting down. Identify your sit bones. Start to feel your feet touch the earth or your floor if you're standing. You can rock your weight into your heels. Start to just feel really grounded. Sitting up tall, feeling the crown of your head reach towards the sky. Shoulders are relaxed. Maybe you decide to place one of your hands over your heart and feel your heartbeat. Know that your heart is beating just for the purpose to keep you alive and to nourish you. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, and just come into a place where your thoughts are quiet and you can tune in. And exhale all of the air from your lungs, allowing space for new energy. And slowly take a deep inhale in through your nose. Open your mouth and gently release it out. Get rid of anything that isn't serving you today in this moment. You guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 1 of the Dear Universe, It's Me podcast. Episode 2 is for sure an episode you should check out. My friend Casey and her boyfriend Tyler and I, I'll sit down to talk about the zodiac signs and what they mean, and we do pros and quirks, and there's a little bit of roasting, and it's really, really fun and very informative. I learned a lot about sun signs, so for sure, check out episode 2. I have a lot of good episodes coming out for you guys, all rooted in the topic of modern spirituality and how we can enhance our magic, because it is there. So, that being said, please know, wherever you are, the divine light within me sees and honors and loves and respects the strong and powerful, beautiful divine light that is within all of you. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.